Do you want to know how the UFC has maintained their television ratings and in some cases set record ratings this year? While all of these other sports leagues are experiencing steep declines? Because Dana White and the vast majority of his fighters respect America. The UFC hasn't gone woke. It is the only major sports organization that has not gone woke. The NFL, they're associated with guys like Colin Kaepernick, the ultra-woke Malcolm Jenkins. Remember last year when Drew Brees had the audacity to say that he didn't respect kneeling for the national anthem, that he stood for the national anthem to honor our military? Remember the outrage within the NFL? The NBA. They have the ultra-woke LeBron James, Kyrie Irving. Hell, you might as well just say the entire damn NBA is woke. Major League Baseball moves the All-Star Game over a political issue. All of these leagues going woke. And it starts at the top. Started with Rob Manfred in baseball. Started with LeBron James in the NBA. We all know LeBron James is the real commissioner, not Adam Silver. Roger Goodell doubling down on the far left politics in the NFL this season. Then we have the UFC. It starts at the top. Dana White refuses to endorse the agenda. Dana White was one of the first and the most vocal people last year calling out the coronavirus, or the overreaction to the coronavirus, I should say. The UFC was the first organization to bring back live crowds. They have fighters like Colby Covington, who many people don't like. Colby Covington is brash. He's in your face. Love him or hate him, though, you can't deny the fact that Colby Covington stands for America. The UFC has people that aren't afraid to stand against this disease. And I'm not talking about the COVID. I'm talking about the disease of woke politics. All week last week, there have been a lot of people, even some celebrities, posting videos on Twitter, coming out in support of the people of Cuba who are fighting for their freedom. UFC star Jorge Masvidal was one of them. He knows a little bit about life in Cuba. His father escaped the country when he was 14 years old. You know, I find it ironic. You have all these people that are escaping these socialist or communist countries because life there is so miserable. Where are they running to? Here, America. Yet the far left in this country, they like to whine and complain about how miserable their life is here in America, how they want change, how they want socialism in America. But none of them ever leave. They never leave. They threaten to leave, but they never go through with it. They have plenty of socialist countries they could run to since they're so miserable in America, yet they're still here. We all know why they don't leave. They don't want to live under an oppressive government either. They just want you and I to live in oppression while they get rich, while they get power. Jorge Masvidal talked about the horror stories his father told him about life in Cuba. How there's no food, no medicine. How government corruption has stifled life in the country. Research shows that people who become addicted to drugs, their maturity, their development stops at the age that the addiction starts. So for example, if you become a drug addict at 18 years old and you're now 35, you essentially have the maturity of a teenager. It's the same thing with socialist governments. Cuba has been living under socialism for 61 years, and the country is stuck in the 1960s. Cars, buildings, technology, or lack of technology. Cuba in 2021 looks like Cuba in 1961. There's been no change, no innovation. It is impossible to have innovation in a socialist society because the premise of socialism stifles innovation. It gives people no incentive to create or invent things. Name something innovative that has come out of Cuba or Venezuela or North Korea. Nothing. Jorge Masvidal brought up Colin Kaepernick and how back in 2016, Kaepernick wore a t-shirt during pregame warmups that featured a picture of Fidel Castro. Here is what Masvidal said about Kaepernick. Quote, "Know your history and facts. Cowards like this fool should be sent to live in Cuba. See what they say after a day there, end quote. Now, under his quote was another caption. I thought it was interesting, too. Here's what it said. American leftists who know nothing about real oppression and communism wear images of Castro, while Cubans living in the horrors of communism and real oppression are waving the American flag. I mean, I couldn't say it better. Back in 2016, Colin Kaepernick received a lot of backlash for wearing a Fidel Castro shirt. I guess that was back before the media had went completely woke. He defended his decision to endorse Castro. I agree with Castro's investment in education and free universal health care. That doesn't mean I support his oppressive tactics. Yeah, that is exactly what it means. We do need health care reform in this country. The cost of health care in America is outrageous, driven up by politicians colluding with pharmaceutical companies. But universal health care is not the answer. The problem with free health care, someone has to pay for it. And that someone is you and me, people that actually work and pay taxes. Colin Kaepernick has put his money where his mouth is. He says he supports Fidel Castro's investment in education. So next spring, Colin Kaepernick is releasing a new book. It's not an autobiography. It's not about his life in the NFL or his post-NFL life. His new book is aimed at your children. It talks about a pivotal moment in his life when he realized he was different. He was in kindergarten, most likely in a private school, since Colin Kaepernick was raised by an affluent white family. He was drawing and coloring a picture of his family, and he puts down the yellow crayon and picks up the brown crayon to color himself. I'm just getting the chills thinking about that pivotal moment in a 5-year-old Colin Kaepernick's life. Number one, I have a real hard time believing this story. Young children don't see color. Kindergarten-age kids, they don't know the difference between black and white. Kids that age just see people. They don't start seeing color until they get older and become corrupted by the wokers. There aren't many details about Colin Kaepernick's new book right now. Hell, it doesn't come out for almost a year. For all I know, it could be a positive book for children. I don't know. But more than likely, it's going to be propaganda. This is a tactic that has been used for centuries. You know how Mao came to power in China? He turned children against their parents and grandparents. He convinced the youth in China that their elders were evil. Rich people are evil. Same thing happened in Germany. Hitler came to power by convincing Germans that Jews were the reason they lost World War I. He convinced Germans that Jews were the reason that the country was in the midst of a steep economic decline. Now, he left out the little part where the entire world was in the middle of the Great Depression. That didn't fit Hitler's agenda. But pick any dictator you want. They all grab power in a similar way. They create an enemy, or they create a problem, and they offer themselves as the solution. Same thing's going on today in America. What do we keep hearing is the biggest issue facing America today? Systemic racism. It's a myth. The far left, they use people like Colin Kaepernick or LeBron James to push the agenda because they have huge platforms, they have influence. It all comes down to power and money. Jorge Masvidal's right. If Colin Kaepernick loves Fidel Castro so much, why doesn't he surrender his citizenship here in America, give it to one of the people in Cuba fighting for freedom, fighting to get here, and Colin Kaepernick can go enjoy the utopia in Cuba. Colin Kaepernick is one of the most privileged people in this country. He didn't grow up in the hood. He didn't grow up in the ghetto. He was adopted and raised by an affluent white family. He grew up in a Baptist church. He identifies himself as Christian. Colin Kaepernick was living the American dream until he started dating Nessa in the summer of 2015. If you don't know about Nessa, go look her up. It'll start to make sense. A year into the relationship, Colin Kaepernick all of a sudden kneeling for the national anthem. He's promoting Fidel Castro. He's a full-blown woke political activist. Props to Jorge Masvidal for calling out Colin Kaepernick. Props to Dana White and UFC for being the only major sports organization to refuse to go woke. I hope that they continue to prosper. I hope you guys will support the UFC. But it's time to let me know what you think. Give me your thoughts on Jorge Masvidal calling out Colin Kaepernick, calling him a coward. Will you be giving your kids Colin Kaepernick's new book? Let me know. Sound off in the comments below. Make sure to like and subscribe. Click the notification bell to receive all notifications from the channel. Best way to contact me is by email at btlkc84@gmail.com. KC_BTL84 on Twitter. I'll see you guys later.